Wait, Sarah Elizabeth, what the heck do you mean by upsell or cross-sell? Do you mean I have to be that sleaze bag who tries to weasel more money out of my poor, unsuspecting clients? You mean you want me to turn really awesome human relationships that I've walked on eggshells for 6 months for into bitter, epic failures of people hating me and blasting me online? WTF, Sarah Elizabeth, WTF. Right, that was weird, but take a deep breath. Calm down and stop silently yelling at me, and I will stop pretending to yell at myself in your voice. Upselling or cross-selling, meaning offering continued work together in some form or other when you and your client get to the end of your package of working re or working relationship, is an important part of business. All right, but I get that it comes with a sense of sleaze for many of us. So instead of slapping you in the face with a, well, duh, you're in business, you gotta keep clients, yo. Here's some heart-centered flags. A, upsells and cross-sells help your client get closer and closer to her dream result. And B, upsells and cross-sells mean less admin time for you in bringing on new clients, and you get to keep working with clients who are awesome, who you've gotten really close with, and who you really just don't want to say that awkward and sad goodbye to. And it's worth noting that in offering an upsell or cross-sell, you are not blackmailing anyone, I hope. You are simply inviting them to continue working with you the same way you did when you first made that sale. What? See, it's not sleazy. It's just a further extent of the sale. It's just a further relationship. So now that we've cleaned up all the slimy sleaze that you spat all over the floor at me, let's talk about inner sales funnels. Now, an inner sales funnel is a phrase I literally just made up to distinguish this sales funnel concept from our lead magnet sales funnel concept. Okay, so the lead magnet sales funnel that we developed earlier in our course is the funnel for intake of potential clients. Okay, now in business, people use the word sales funnel for both terms. In fact, if you want to get really technical in theory, it's actually just like one long thing, but we're distinguishing them because otherwise that's freaking confusing. Okay, so we're talking about inner sales funnels. Again, totally made up terms. So if you go Google it, you're probably not going to find it. But basically, this is the way that your packages, programs, offers, courses, etc., link together within your business, mostly behind the scenes, in order to take your ideal client from where they are when they first come to you to their actual ideal results. So usually that kind of big transformation, depending on the size of it can't happen in 6 months. Now, you probably, your program that we're working on together, you probably can get them very far. You probably can get them to a part of their dream result, but chances are you're not going to change their entire life forever and ever, amen, in the 6 months, 9 months, year that you're talking about working together. Or alternatively, if you absolutely can, that's fine. You could totally yell at me and say, Sarah, you're wrong. But, or the other option is that they get to the end of the work together and you have more you can help them with. So the next step in their journey. Or maybe the two of you fell behind schedule for a few different reasons, which you know because you made that handy timeline template for yourself, and she knows and understands because you've kept her well looped. So if that happens, so you need to have a system within your business to offer her to the next phase of support that she needs. So whether that's the next step along her dream result journey, which would be an upsell, or continued or elongated support on the step she's on right now, which would be a cross sell. All right, so basically, it's designing programs and packages that interlink in order to make sure that she's really getting what she needs to go from where she was when she got to you to really getting to her ideal result. And it's using your extended skills just even further. Okay, so it doesn't need to be very complicated. For example, a very easy cross-sell for something like a VA service would just be a retainer. Right, a retainer fee, maybe a month by month or something like that, retainer of continued work once you've done that initial setup. The same thing might go for designers. So you might do a 3 month package where you design the whole website. That would be ridiculous for 3 months, but you know what I mean. So a 3 month package where you design the whole website, and then you might do a month by month retainer for tech support, right? So it's cross sell is obvious in service oriented businesses like VA or designer or copywriter, things like that. Right? But if you're something like a life coach, a cross sell could actually just be you fell behind schedule, you need a little bit more time, let's do an extra month. All right. Or, you know, I don't think we're quite at that result. Why don't we add on an extra 6 months, maybe for a retainer fee? Okay. An upsell might be taking someone even farther into their journey. So you're going beyond the result that they just achieved. They really just achieved that first step along the whole journey. All right. So what you're going to do again in the strategy pages is you're going to take a look at the program that you've been working on. So the one that we've built the whole lead magnet sales funnel for, you know, the program that you've written a sales page for, the program that you're really excited about. And think about, look at that timeline that you made to outline the steps that your client's going to go through as she goes through this program, and take a look at that and consider, where is she going to be when she gets to the end of this? Is she going to need a little bit more time? I sincerely hope not. Okay, that kind of cross sell really should be reserved for if something happens and you fall behind schedule. Don't engineer it so that she has to take another 6 months with you just to get to her original result. That's just mean. Okay, but look at that timeline and say, okay, where's she going to be when she gets to the end of this? And consider what she wants her next step to be. Because we're always going to be on a journey where we want next step, next step, next step. We're never going to be stop moving. So consider where she's going to want to go next, and can you help her get there? That might be your next upsell. A good cross sell might be, okay, what's the next skill she's going to want to learn? Maybe she just figured out how to fight sharks and now she wants to figure out how to fight swordfish. And that would be a good cross sell. So similar price range, but a totally different package. All right, so you're going to go into the strategy pages, get creative, and build yourself a sales funnel of awesome offers, whether existing or future, that will interrelate and make sure that your client is getting awesome, awesome results for as long as she chooses to work with you.